The True Story of the Hamburger.
You may think this story starts in the USA or Hamburg. Wrong. It starts in Russia with the fearsome Tatar warriors of Genghis Khan.
Rah! We have come to pillage your village. Do you want fries with that?
Tatars had invented an unusual method of tenderizing beef.
We place the beef here, under the horse's saddle. Then we sit on it while we pillage your village.
Oh, okay.
This was the origin of the dish that today we call steak tartare.
Sergei, your buttocks have massaged this steak to perfection.
Thank you, Radik. Did you bring the pickled gherkins?
In Hamburg, they began making patties of steak tartare and cooking them.
My God, Helga, this is even better than Frankfurters!
Ah, thank you, Schatzi.
19th century German immigrants took the idea to the USA, where someone started putting hamburgers in a sandwich.
What is this? This is not how my Helga makes it.
In the 1930s, the burger and fries combination became the ideal food for drive-in restaurants, as it was easy to eat in the car.
I told you to go for a burger!
In 1948, two brothers with a barbecue restaurant in San Bernardino, California, had an idea how to make their restaurant more profitable. Their names were Dick and Mac McDonald.
You know what, Dick? Why don't we simplify the menu? From now on, burgers will be the star.
Yeah, and we organize the kitchen like a factory production line.
The McDonald brothers' concept was an instant hit. Soon, their restaurant had 6 branches.
Okay, now we have to find a way of simplifying the admin. Ugh.
In 1954, a milkshake maker salesman called Ray Kroc received a big order for his machines from the McDonald brothers.
Why would anyone need this many milkshake machines?
Kroc realized the brothers' idea was brilliant, and in 1961, he bought their name and concept for $2.7 million.
This simplifies everything, Mac!
3 years later, McDonald's had almost 600 franchises around the USA. Today, there are more than 38,000 worldwide.
Burgers, burgers, burgers. Can't we go somewhere for spaghetti one day?
Funnily enough, McDonald's doesn't make most of its money from burgers, but from the rent that franchises pay on their restaurant walls, which are always owned by the parent company.
We're in the real estate business, not the food business.
In 1990, the opening of the first McDonald's in Moscow heralded the end of the Cold War. Muscovites queued from 4 a.m. on opening day for a taste of the West.
Wow, how good can these Western burgers be?
The recent closure of 850 McDonald's restaurants there after Russia attacked Ukraine symbolizes the end of East-West détente.
Who cares if there are no more Big Macs? I prefer borscht.
Even so, burgers now dominate the world. An incredible 70% of all beef eaten in restaurants is now in burger form.
Why do I even bother having a menu?
The USA alone consumes 50 billion burgers a year. That's 150 per person.
It's an addiction. He just can't stop.
But we do have to stop. The 1 billion cattle needed for our burger addiction is now the single major cause of global deforestation. Plant-based burgers are not the success predicted. But Burger King, for one, plans for its restaurants to be 50% meat-free by 2030. Because otherwise...
Ah! We come to pillage the Amazon forest! Would you like fries with that?
Hmm.